Pretty sure there's no red wine in here. Oh, the bread. Can anyone smell the bread? Are we near a bakery? Any bakeries nearby? Come on. Just the heavenly bakery. You just get this every week, the strong smell of fresh bread while you're worshiping. Come on. Just get a bit happier. It's legal. It's legal to be happy in church. More Lord, more Lord, more Lord, more Lord.
Glory of the Lord, it shall be revealed. And Lord, we're no longer saying, what is this? But we say, we've tasted and we know you, Lord. We know you, Lord. We know you, Lord. We know you, Lord. We recognize your voice. From the least to the greatest, they shall know you. From the least to the greatest, they shall know you. From the least to the greatest, they shall know you, Lord. From the least to the greatest, they shall know you. From the least to the greatest, they shall know you, Lord. From the least to the greatest, they shall know you.
Oh Lord,
sing that new song again. It was so beautiful. Jesus, just sing in the Spirit. Sing a new song, just from your heart. See the Holy Spirit moving right in the back rows, right amongst the people, to see His presence on folk. That's what we come to expect. Amen. It's never too late to have a happy child today.
Took the crown of thorns, your blood wash over me, and you love me through the nails that you wore, your blood washes over me. Glory fills the heavens. Your glory fills the earth. Still you chose surrender. Gave yourself for me. God of my salvation. All the righteousness, pay the price of freedom, took the lonely cross. Bless the Lord always, bless your took the crown of thorns, your blood washed over me, and you love me through the nails that you wore, your blood washes over me.
It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. And when you lift it up, you draw men. And you've drawn us today. You've drawn us to celebrate at the table. And it's just the beginning of what you have for us. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for the sweetness and the fragrance, beauty, majesty. Jesus, it's all about you. It's all about you. And for the Father to be glorified today. Oh, we honor you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. If you can take your seat, let's do that. Just a wonderful time of worship. That's what worship should be all the time. Amen? Could you live in that place of just being so satisfied by God? I think Finn and I haven't spoken since the Hong Kong conference. And so I haven't even had a chance to tell him that the theme in this church at the moment has been, to use a Piper expression, God is most glorified in us when we're most satisfied in Him. And isn't that what the bread is for? Just to satisfy us, fill us. Because when we're full of Him, life is great. Witnessing is great. Giving's great. Sharing's great. Everything is great when we're filled and satisfied with Him. When it's not, we're just duty-driven, mundane, vanilla-flavored, ordinary. I think you're coming to preach now. So I'm going to stop right there. But I want to invite the... Not invite, I'm going to ask the ushers, are you ready to come and take up the offering? Oh, this is an opportunity to be cheerful. Finn, won't you come up? I don't know who's preaching, Finn or Izzy, or both, or maybe Tanner's going to preach, I don't know. Whoever. They have a wonderful family of seven, eh, Finn? And you've stayed in good shape all these years. We're glad you got up the stage now. But Lord, we just thank you for the gifts that you put in the body of Christ. Lord, you bring to us, Lord, to bring us to maturity. Just cause us to be brought to the fullness of Christ Jesus today. Amen. Amen.
Just going to invite Izzy to come and say hello quickly. She'll be preaching tonight. And she's my more gorgeous half. Won't you welcome Izzy from Sydney?
Well, we just, we were here years and years ago, about maybe 15 years ago. The place looked very different. And we left South Africa with, when our Tanner in the front here was just on 2 years old, and we've had four more children. So we're going to bring the rest of them tonight, and then our eldest son arrives here in Durban tomorrow, but we just come with lots of love, and we have a church back in Sydney called Jubilee, and the people are just praying and blessing and loving you guys, and so we come with greetings from the whole church to you all, and just to say bless you, we love you, we've come back to the soil that we worked on even though we were facing this way, and we had many, many amazing times with God. I think Finn was referring about 1990 when, was it Rodney Howard Brown? I don't know if some of you may have heard of his ministry. Rodney Howard Brown just came through the town and basically turned the whole place upside down, and went from having a very lukewarm youth to just raving kids, and then it just affected the whole church, and I was radically changed at that time. I was 27 years old, and so we are just rejoicing in just the opportunity to come back and to just form relationship and deeper relationships with these beautiful people, and we feel it's an honor that you've invited us, and so bless you, love you, may you be fully satisfied.
I can still smell that bread. Wow. That was so cool. I was just laying on the ground, really minding my own business, just enjoying God, could feel His presence on me. Then I smelled the strong smell of freshly baked bread. I thought, oh, it's cool. I didn't know we're having communion this morning, but, you know, that's whatever. It's nice to have communion. And looked around, and I just couldn't see any bread anywhere. So I asked the bishop, Steve. I said, Steve, is there bread in this building? He said, no. I said, well, then it must be Jesus. And I haven't had that before. I've had a lot of manifestations of the Holy Spirit over the years, gold dust and feathers and glory clouds and mist and smell of wine quite frequently, but never bread. And we've had the different fragrances of heaven, the Rose of Sharon, great, great presence of God. But this morning God came to Pinetown and said, I'm going to be the living bread among you. Amen. And that is just so cool. It's outrageous. Somebody look at me like, I don't know about the bread story. Well, just be sad then. Doesn't matter. I'm really happy. We call the conference Increasing Glory because the Bible speaks about in 2 Corinthians 3 that we're moving from glory to glory, ever increasing glory. And if you're going to have glory, you're going to have unusual manifestations. You're going to have God do things that we haven't necessarily seen before, experienced before. And Jesus wants to duplicate and replicate what He did in the early church, but more, in a different way. Amen. Thank you for those three amens. I appreciate that. And so I want you just to take your safety belt off, all right? Take any religious ideas you've had of what God can and can't do in church. Take them off. Just take them off. What you grew up in, the kind of church you grew up in. You know, I went to Kearsney College. It was just dull and boring. Church. School was all right. That was a great school, but just in terms of Christianity, it was just dull and boring. God never manifested Himself much to us in those days. And I'm saying God wants to manifest Himself to His people. And I had no idea how he was going to do it this morning. I knew He was because He told me He would. And He's faithful to do what He says He's going to do. Amen. And this morning He came with fresh bread. Yippee! I mean, 2-3 weeks ago we had diamonds just falling in our service. Four of them. Four beautiful diamonds fell in the church. Picked them up. You can have them set in a ring. The jewelers don't understand what they are, so they say, look, they're too perfect. We're not sure what they are. Where'd you get these? How do you explain to a jeweler where you got jewels from? What do you say? My father gave them to me. Amen. We want to give some CDs away. We've brought a whole lot of CDs from Australia. Some of these are actually songs you would know because they go back, but then there's some brand new ones. Our newest one's called Deep to Deep. I say our in the royal we. It's actually mostly Izzy's songs these days. But who would like a copy of Deep to Deep? There we go. This is the best of Finn and Izzy, but it's a bit outdated, but it's... Hey, Richard, nice to see you. I've seen you for a few years. So I'm a good shepherd. I still remember the sheep. Come on. At the back there. Yeah, you come. Hungry. This is Cool of the Evening. It's a soaking CD. It's just really gentle worship songs and Open Heaven as well. Ones that you can worship to. And they're going to be available at the bookshop. Is that right? Bookshop? During coffee at the end. So I suppose you worked out. We got 6 kids amongst those. We left with 2. We managed to raise the bar a bit while we were in Sydney. The living's good. And we've got 6 beautiful children. We've managed to bring them all with us this trip. They're not all here this morning. They'll be here on Wednesday morning for the conference. And our oldest son, Jordan, will be leading worship with us, and Tanner hopefully as well. And we're just delighted to come and sow back into this great nation of South Africa. Great nation, hungry for God, full of hungry people, full of people that want to know Him more. And we're just honored to be able to minister here. The building, as he said, wasn't quite like this, but we did spend many, many years leading worship and writing songs and preaching in what was this building, on the soil. And in 1990, God visited Pinetown. He chose Pinetown to have an incredible outpouring. And how many of you were part of that outpouring in 1990? Rodney Hard Brown. All 8 of you. Seriously, that are you the only people that can remember what happened in 1990? All right, there's a few more, a couple of dozen. And God opened a well in Pinetown that touched many, 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 many churches. Thousands of people got affected, and certainly we were amazingly affected by that outpouring of the Spirit. Wherever Izzy and I traveled after that, in the following years, we traveled to Cape Town, Johannesburg, all over the nation. God moved with tremendous signs and wonders. Whole congregations would come under the power of God and be on the carpet and rolling and laughing and crying and some of them roaring like lions. I'm open to that. There was just an amazing time of God. But many said to us during that time and afterwards that, well, that was just then. That was a season. That was like if you're running a marathon, you know, you need to get a bit refreshed. And so you go through a mist tunnel. And so you get refreshed, but then you've got to go back to just running, hard work, you know? Well, I just want to say bollocks to all that. That's just not true. It's not theology, and it's not true. Because God moves from glory to glory. He doesn't want us to go into the depths of the river, and then, whoa, that was a bit deep. Let's get back to the shallows again. No, He actually wants us to go deeper and deeper and deeper to where we just can't stand. We just have to get carried along by the current, and we're not sure whether we're in this body or out of the body, whether we're on the planet or on another planet. God wants us to overwhelm us with His goodness. He wants us to become so full of Him that just like Peter was walking in His shadow, could heal the sick. Come on. That's pretty full. And if you're looking at me like, I don't know, my shadow doesn't heal the sick, then just get fuller. And I've just, you know, we just want to get filled and be filled and more filled, and because we leak. And we give out a lot, and life has challenges. And God wants to, He wants to equip us for these challenges because He wants us to be blessed. He wants to put the joy back into Christianity. Lots of joy. Vitamin J. He wants us to have He just wants to pour His joy back into the church. Pour His life, the Spirit. You know, the kingdom of heaven, if you haven't read it, is righteousness, peace, and joy. Well, what does joy look like? What does joy sound like? That's it. Joy has a sound. It has a face. Some of your faces haven't felt it for a while, but it's going to change. It's a whole new experience. Some of you like saying, I will not smile this whole meeting. I'm on a happy fast. My grandfather was depressed. I'm going to be depressed. No, God wants to fill us with joy because the thing that makes Christianity and Christ so attractive to people is that we have a joy, not based on our performance, not based on the fact that we're living good lives, but based on the fact that Jesus lived a good life and He broke His body for us that we might go free. And that's pretty happy. That's pretty good news. Amen. That's why I'm happy. That's why I'm happy. Shebaba. And the Bible is a good book too. You know why I laugh a lot? It's because it says that He who sits in the heavens, Psalm 2. You mean God's laughing? Why would God laugh? I'm glad you asked that question. Well, the Bible says it in Psalm 2. It says that He sees His enemies that are conspiring and plotting in vain, and He laughs because they're plotting in vain. They attacking us in vain. They're like you and whose army? We got God on our side. Come on. He's laughing because of victory. He's laughing because He's overcome already in advance. He's laughing because He knows the outcome of our lives. He's laughing because He's happy. He's in a good mood. Come on. Nothing worse than going to pray and you're going to pray to God and like, how are you doing, God? Are you okay today? Are you alright? How are things in heaven? You know? Have you been hit by the financial crisis? Are things going alright? Is there a meltdown in heaven? How's my mansion? Is it secure? Now see, actually what He wants us to do, He wants us to live not from the earth up. He wants us to live from heaven down, because He said He has seated us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are there already. Amen. Doesn't matter where you live, how big your car is, how your size of your house, your bank balance, what job you have, how educated or uneducated you are. You are already in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, past tense, you are already there. That's where we live from. We are reigning from that place of heaven. It's just that often we forget. And then we grovel. Walk around with religious faces and go back into works and trying harder. Think, oh, just come back up. Come from here. It's much more fun. And then Christians start laughing again. They get happy. When they realize they are totally forgiven, totally redeemed. He's taken our sin and removed it as far as the east is from the west and remembers it no more. He's making everything new. And that's good news. That's why it's called good news, because He's in a good mood and He's telling us good news. And if you hear good news, what do? You rejoice. You get happy. How many times does the Bible speak about rejoice? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say to you, rejoice. Rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice. What does rejoice sound like? That's what it sounds like. What are you doing? I'm just rejoicing. Why? Because God's in a good mood and so am I. I'm the apple of His eye. I'm one of His favorites. If you don't believe that, probably because you aren't one of His favorites. But just believe it. Amen. Get happy. Start to believe the good news is for you. God, He says the plans He has for us are... Ooh, that's good. The plans He has for us are... They're good plans. It's good news. He's a good God. He gives good gifts from heaven. James 1. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. So He's pouring out goodness. Mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Shabbat. Did you see it? I could feel it. Goodness and mercy were following me. The angels of goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life. And I want to, the word I have for you today comes from Samuel. In addition to everything else I've said. Now Now you see, look, I'm in a good mood this morning because our service actually only starts at 10. So we've only been in 10 minutes now. It's like it's hardly even getting going. Amen. Inexpressible joy. We are children of joy. When the Philistines, sorry, Second Samuel 5. I love that sound, man. Good Bibles. In verse 17, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord answered him, "Go, for I will surely hand the Philistines over to you." Now let me just pause there for a moment. Just put your finger there and just pause. We're engaged in a warfare. Ephesians 6 and verse 10 speak about the fact that we are engaged in a spiritual warfare. And I don't know, I can't go into that this morning in to what it deserves. But we're engaged in a spiritual warfare. And the Bible says that who we're fighting against is not flesh and blood, but against rulers and powers and principalities. So we know that there is a warfare. There are spirits, although we can't see them. We feel their presence. We engage. We know what they are up against us with, because they come to us with thoughts. Because in 2 Corinthians 10 it says that the weapons we fight with are not earthly or worldly, but they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We take every thought captive. So the weapons, the enemy, these powers and rulers and authorities are fighting us with our thoughts. Did you get that? So I want to help you and set you free right now. There's going to be a breakout of joy this morning in this place. When you realize that not every thought that you have is your thought. I'm glad that you got that. Because you can have a thought of temptation, a thought of destructiveness, a thought of discouragement, a thought of just a weird thought. Like, how many of you have thought this? You're driving along, and then you think, what if I changed lanes and just drove into the oncoming traffic? Or you see a brick wall, or you see a lake. Now just a flashing thought goes past. You're not suicidal. You just have this thought. Any thought like that, just a random thought. Or you question your sexuality. You think, what would we like to kiss a man? Other than Steve. It's a random thought. Now, I'm not homosexual. I have no tendencies. I'm heterosexual. I'm very happily married for 26 years. But random thoughts. And then the enemy who gives you the thought makes you feel bad you had the thought. Then he accuses you for having it. See, if you were a real good Christian, you wouldn't have those thoughts. Thoughts of anger, thoughts of resentment, thoughts of revenge. Well, I'm going to tell you and set you free. They aren't your thoughts. You don't think like that. You're a blood-washed, redeemed, blessed, pure, holy, and righteous believer in Christ. You've been made everything new. You don't think like that. They're not your thoughts. So you step back and say, wow, that was a weird thought. Obviously it wasn't mine. I know who thinks like that. That's a dirty thought. That's an unclean thought. That's a ridiculous thought. Does it set you free? So there's a battle. There's a battle going on. And this passage is about the warfare. It's about, should I go up and attack? And I want to say to you, the enemy has been defeated. He was defeated at the cross. And the cross is empty, because the real victory of the cross is not just in the cross, but the real victory is that there's an empty tomb with a resurrected Savior. A resurrected Savior who is going about, and He is a roaring lion, and He's giving strength to His church. And He's saying, I have prepared you for victory. I have prepared you to overcome your enemies. I have prepared you to overcome in this life.
That is His destiny for us. It's a destiny of overcoming. So that, I want to say, you have to ask the Lord, Lord, should I go? Should I inquire? No, because that's old covenant. New covenant, we can surely do it. We will overcome. This challenge that we're facing, we will overcome that challenge through Christ. I can do everything. Amen. Is that good news? I'm happy. So David went to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, as waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me. So that place was called Baal Perazim. The Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. Baal Perazim, the Lord breaks out. So the title for this message is The Lord of the Breakthrough. The Lord who breaks out. He is a God who is breaking out. He's the God who breaks through. And I want to say to you, I turn 48 tomorrow. And I've faced many challenges over my life. Many challenges. Financial challenges, international challenges, challenges of being a parent, being a decent husband, being a loving husband. We married 26 years to the wife of my youth. But we faced challenges over that time. We faced challenges leading a church, planting a church in a foreign country with many different nations, different demonic strongholds, different cultural challenges to face in a different area. The average house in our area is 10 million rand. Average. Challenges. Every place we look, a challenge. But I want to say to you with total integrity this morning, every challenge that we faced, God has helped us to break through. Every single one. Some have taken a week, some have taken a year, some have taken months, some just days. But I want to say to you with truth that God has helped us to break through every single challenge. He's the God of the breakthrough. He's the God who breaks out. And so I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know if it's personal. I don't know if it's something that you're just saying, Lord, it's for my son, it's for my daughter, it's for my marriage, it's for my business. I don't know what level that you're facing that challenge, but I want to say to you, God is the God of the breakthrough. He has angels that He has named breakthrough angels. Is He's met them, talked to them, engaged with them. And if you don't believe that, it's just too bad. It's in the Bible many times. And she'll get to talk about it maybe tonight and hopefully during the week as we speak about the glory and engaging the celestial beings and knowing what God is doing and seeing what He's seeing. How many times the prophet say, Lord, open their eyes. Because He can't see. I can see there's chariots of fire all around, but He just sees me and Him. Meanwhile, there are more that are for us than those who are against us. So God wants to open our eyes so we can see that there are more that are for us than those that are against us. Because if you can see them more for you than those who are against you, you'll get more happy and you'll fight more smartly. Amen. You won't fight like you defeated. Oh Lord, we're holding on till Jesus comes. We're going to make it. Only just. Let's head for the hills. Get lots of tin food. No, we're not holding on till Jesus comes. In fact, I'm not even holding on to Jesus. He's holding on to me. I didn't first love Him. He first loved me. He invited me to this banquet. He called me when I was a teenager. He said, Finn, come with me. We're going to do exploits. We're going to do amazing things. And He has blessed every year of my life since I got saved at the age of 15. He has walked with me all these years. And God is faithful. He's full of faith. He's faithful. Amen. He's full of joy. He's full of salvation. He's full of healing. And it says when these waters break out, you see, in the old covenant, God would break out on behalf of His people. That's how He worked. You go do this, I'll do that. You go here, I'll go there. I will come and I will defeat your enemies before you. Well, I want to say to you in the new covenant, His waters that are breaking out, His victory breaking out is breaking out through us. Because Jesus said, it's better for you that I go away. Because if I go away, I'll send another comforter, Allos Paracletus, another the same as me, not another different, another the same as me,
So when you were walking with Jesus in Nazareth, well, you were only able to receive ministry in Nazareth, if Jesus was in Nazareth. After Acts chapter 2, when the Spirit was poured out, well, He was poured out everywhere simultaneously. So we can have a glory meeting right now, as we are, in Pinetown, and simultaneously in Sydney, Australia, they're having a meeting. I think about now, 6 o'clock, and it's 6 o'clock in the evening in Australia. They're having an evening service. There'll be people gathered, worshiping. The glory of God's present. There's healing breaking out. There's prophetic words taking place. There's glory manifestations. Why? Because He's no longer poured out. He's poured out without limit. He's given us the Spirit without limit. And Jesus said this. He said, "The water I give you," the woman at the well, "will become in you a well springing up." So where's the well? The well isn't a place. The well is not an event. The well isn't a conference. The well is me. Woo! I'm a well. Well, well, well. You are a well. All that's stopping the well coming out is faith or unbelief. Because if you believe you're a well, then people will drink from you. And those waters, that breakthrough waters, you see, where is the breakthrough? Where is it? I want to find a breakthrough. I've got to go to that conference. I've got to meet someone. I've got to do something. I've got to, you know, I've got to get that tape. I've got to get the CD. I don't know. I missed the meeting. Come on. The Lord is the breakthrough Himself. And the Lord, who is the breakthrough, is in you. So you are the breakthrough. Hello. Say, I am the breakthrough. The Lord Almighty, He lives in me. I am full of breakthrough, waiting to happen. Say, I'm dangerous. And I'm happy. You see, the breakthrough is not out there or over here or a place or a revival. I am a revival. I'm a one-man revival. You see, revival is just a whole lot of people who all got revived. It isn't a place or a new message. It's just that we get revived. And I believe what God was doing this morning with that bread manifestation was He was just reviving people. How many of you got revived this morning in the worship, in that time of manifestation? See, what, He just loves on people. He just loves on people. He says, you can do it. There was no condemnation. There was no like, well, if you just get your act together. Well, if you get your act together, it's still an act. No pretense in the presence of God, just vulnerability, nakedness. Here I am, Lord. You know me. You know what I'm made of. He says, yeah, perfect candidate for the glory. Perfect candidate for breakthrough. And so what is breaking out of His church at these times are His manifestations. Who He is breaking out of His people. He's breaking out. Last Saturday, a whole bunch of people went with Izzy and some teams onto the streets of Sydney, near where we live, Bondi Junction and Bondi Beach and the city centre. They went out in teams, 2x2 and some in 3s and 4s. And what they do is they ask God for words of knowledge. And it's called a treasure hunt. Maybe we'll do some this week. Go on a treasure hunt. So you get together, you pray, say, Lord, who do you want to bless today? And make a list. Red jersey. Stomach ulcer. Florist. So you're looking for names of people, identifying clothing, a location, and an illness. And then you wonder, you say, where's the florist? Okay, there's one down the road in Oxford Street. So you go into Oxford Street, look for the florist, and just wait for Red Jersey to come along. And then you walk up to Mrs. Red Jersey and say, hey, hi, how are you? Yes, what's your name? Yeah, well, we're these people, and we're from this church, and we are on a treasure hunt. Do you have a stomach ulcer? And, you know, 8 times out of 10, 7 times out of 10, the lady says, well, how did you know? Who told you? She said, well, God, who loves all people, doesn't just love Christians, He loves all people. He's picked you today to be His treasure. And we've been looking for you, and here's the piece of paper we wrote down. See, red jersey. Do you wear a red jersey? Yes. Tick. Are you outside a florist? Tick. Do you have a stomach ulcer? Tick. Is your name Elaine? Tick. I think God wants to heal you. Can we pray for you?
You know, you got their attention by then. Amen. And so we had, I don't know, half a dozen, 8 or 9 healings last Saturday. People just on the streets, walking past, legal targets. Anybody with a walking stick, hearing aid, anyone is a legal target. Amen. So what is happening is that healing is not just for Sundays. We have a healing altar call and we're going to pray for healing this morning for certain. But I'm saying it's not just Sundays meetings. It's every day, because the glory, the presence of God is in me just wanting to get out. Come on. Am I just a bit overexcited? It says Jesus was full of joy in the Holy Spirit. Remember when his disciples went and they cast out demons? They said, oh Lord, even the demons. And they said, yeah. And Jesus, full of joy in the Holy Spirit. What does joy look like? Jesus was full of joy in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. You see, we think holy is like holy. Oh, he's a holy man of God. No, he's miserable. You get Pharisees, these lemon-sucking Pharisees. All they do is point out what was wrong, what wasn't correct. Long arguments about theology and about the end times and about all. Complete waste of time. I want to see, is there righteousness? Is there peace? Is there joy? Is there a break out of healing? Is there salvation taking place? Are people's lives being changed? Because wherever God is, people's lives are being changed. Every week we have people coming to our church from different walks of life, some unchurched, some new ages, some come stoned to church. And they get sober in the glory. I'm telling you. Demons come out, roar, noisy. All of a sudden everyone starts worshipping because demons are coming out, screaming, shouting, chairs getting thrown around. That's just normal Christianity. Amen? Just normal Christianity. You see, as the fire, the presence of God gets stronger, we realize how much of God He loves us and how much of His presence He has given us. How much He loves us. How much He has given us. And then we get filled and we say, Lord, now let me find someone to get this onto. Amen? You've given me so much, I want to give it away. But see, often church is trying to persuade people to love God. Well, God's in love with you. He's crazy about you. That's not the message. The message is that you've got to go and love the world. Amen? He loves us already. We've been fully loved, forgiven, healed, delivered, surrendered. Now we've got to go and love this planet that God's placed us in. And I tell you, out there are people who are hungry and thirsty and desperate and suffering from depression. And God said, what you've got, give it away. What you've got, give it away. Those of you who smelt that bread and received God's love this morning, give it away. Find someone who's got less love than you have. Find someone who's struggling even more than you are. You know, a couple of things to the breakthrough. How are you doing? Sheba Baba. What we say in our church is, look, we don't know when the service is going to end. It's every Sunday. When you need to go, please go. There's no pressure, like the service is ended. What is a service? Where do you find service in the Bible? Is there any place that you can mention to me when you knew how long a service should be? If we should have a service at all? Now, the people gathered together. And there were signs, there were wonders, there were miracles, there was teaching, breaking of bread, fellowship, prayer. In what order? I have no idea. How long? No idea. All I know is if God's not present, I would want to go home. Come on. There are other things you can do. But we have to flick the lights at our church. Say, guys, it's 10 o'clock in the evening now. It's 10:30. It's 11. How many times we've gone home at 10? Our service starts at 6 p.m. in the evening. How many times we're like, oh, we've got to go home sometime. And guys are paralytic, intoxicated with heaven, having visions, experiences, deliverance, on the carpet, all over the church, just every Sunday. People traveling 3 hours to get to church to meet with God. Because there's a lot of hunger. A lot of hunger. I mean, Australia is a heathen nation, officially. United Nations. There's like, whatever, 2-3% of people believe or go to church in some way. This country, we're on 70% in South Africa. We have an incredible open heaven that God wants to work through us. You see, you are meeting every day hairdressers, business associates, school teachers, plumbers, electricians. You are meeting people every day that God wants to jump out of you onto. Bill Johnson says the Holy Spirit is trying to get out of unbelieving believers, saying, "Let me out, let me out." He wants to use us. He wants to see the delight of seeing heaven manifest. Tana was down at the shops with her mates one Sunday afternoon about 2 months ago, and she was there and at the bus stop waiting to catch a bus home. It was about 4 in the afternoon, and she saw a lady next to her, about a 19-year-old girl who had, she was sitting and she kept grimacing from pain, and Ted has learnt, and she's had many words of knowledge on the streets and different occasions God's used her. She thought, this is a legal target. God wants to heal her. So she says to the lady, she says, "You look like you're in some pain. What's the problem?" The girl says, "Oh, I've got a frozen shoulder. I've got this excruciating neck pain." And so Tanya says, "Well, I'm a Christian. Can I pray for you?" And the lady's like, "What you mean here, right now, at the bus stop? You know, do I look like a Christian?" And she's pretty at arm's distance. And so Tanya says, "Look, don't even worry about it. God's going to heal you just sitting next to me." Now, see, I want to explain something to you. When you believe God's in you and your shadow heals the sick, then there's a zone around your presence, around your personhood, that's full of God. That if you walk into a place, the glory lights up that room. When you're in an environment, you're changing the atmosphere because of your presence. So she said to her, "Actually," and then she looked at her hands, and Stana has this unusual manifestation where she gets gold dust just appear in her hands, quite thick. And she'll have it probably right now. But it's like that happens all the time to her. And so she starts looking at her hands. "Oh," she says, "Jesus, you're here. You're going to do this." So she says to the girl, "You're going to get healed right now." And she's like, "Whatever." And Tan just looking at her hands. And so the girl says, "What's that on your hands?" And Tan says, "Well, it's glory dust from the Father." "So what's that? Do you use sparkly makeup?" Tanya says, "No, I don't, deliberately, because God, he's showing that he's here by manifesting himself in this gold dust." And then the girl says nothing, and then starts doing this. She says, and Tanya says, "The pain's gone, hey?" She says, "Yes, who are you?" What are you doing to me? And she says, "Hey, I'm doing nothing. I'm just sitting here." And she says, "You know how much God loves you?" She says, "Whatever." She says, "Well, you're going to get gold dust on your hand as well." And so the girl says, "Oh." Then she looks at her hands, and sure enough, this thick gold dust starts appearing on her hands. She's, "This is scaring me. This is scary." Then her boyfriend arrives, the other girl's boyfriend, and she says, what's happening here?" "Well," she says, this girl, I don't know who she is, she's like, "Just, I don't know, I was, you know my neck was sore, and it's better." And like, he says, "Well, I don't believe all that stuff." And so Tanner says to him, "Do you use sparkly makeup?" To him. So he's like, "If you expletives come so out, well, I effing don't use sparkling makeup and this and that, you know, whatever, you know." And she said, "Well, look at your hands now." So he looks at his hands like, "No way." And he grabs his girlfriend's hand and says, "We got to go." Start running away, looking back over their shoulder at this God encounter. You see, God loves us so much. He wants to get out of us at bus stops, in the marketplace, in supermarkets, in supermarket queues. This heavenly kingdom message is about a good God who loves the earth. He's in a good mood. He wants to love mankind, and he wants to use us. And we've come just to encourage you to do that. We've come to give an impartation, and I believe that the breakthrough, financial breakthroughs, I believe healing breakthroughs are going to happen today and this week. I believe they're going to be just breakthroughs in people's emotions. God loves you too much to leave us the way we are.
He loves the earth too much. And so he is doing this. We're just kind of in his slipstream saying, oh, thank you, Jesus. Church has become so much more fun. There was a time when we first planted after the first 2 or 3 years. I used to go to church and see all the guys drinking coffee at Bondi Beach. And I used to envy them. And I said, Lord, you know, I've got to go to church. It's my church. I don't even like it. But I have to go. It's my, you know, I lead it. How that has changed. How God has filled our church with at least 22 different cultures from the corners of the earth. We have people from Europe and from the Americas and from Asia, all over the world. Every color and tribe is represented in our Church of Jubilee. God is helping us to live His dream. He loves us with an everlasting love. The breakthrough's inside of you. The breakthrough's inside of you. You are the breakthrough. Can you just close your eyes just for a second? Whew. I just sense waves of His presence coming again. And Shabba hasn't finished with us yet. Shama Sato Kome Sete. You again, just fill you right in your seats. Just lift your palms towards heaven. You haven't got to lift your hands, but just sit with your palms towards heaven. So I want to receive this morning, Lord. Sha. That's it. Oh yeah. Just the goodness of God. Just the goodness of God. It's the goodness of God. It's the goodness of God. It's the goodness of God. Shababa. Thank you, Father. It's the goodness of God. Shababa. Setendi hako. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy, 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 holy Lord, temple my name. Strangely dim.
Turn your eyes. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Fall in His wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. There's such grace in this place. Again, turn your eyes upon Jesus, full in His wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Glory and grace. Glory and grace. Shemonam and Jesus, Jesus. It's just filling people, filling people, filling you up. Fill my cup to overflowing, Lord. Overflowing, Lord. Overflowing, Lord. More, more, more. More love, more love, more love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, healing in the realm of the glory is quick. It says He renews our youth like the eagles. Sheba, I feel like coming back 19. Because the Lord's renewing my youth like the eagles. More Lord, more Lord, more Lord, more Lord. He's restoring marriages this morning. If you're here with your husband or wife, why don't you just hold hands right now? I want to bless each marriage. You see, because in the glory, God creates new memories. And there's some ruts, there's some roads that have, some well-worn paths that have caused friction and caused distress and caused memory. And I believe God wants to put new memories into marriages this morning. New memories. So you can forget the former things. So you can forget the years that the locusts have eaten. So you can forget those tears. And God's going to give you new memories. New memories. New memories. New memories. She. New memories. New memories. New memories. New memories. It's giving you a fresh start. Mercies are new today. New mercies, new mercies, new mercies. New intimacy, new joy, more laughter. More Lord, more Lord, more Lord. More Lord, more Lord. Yes, Lord. That's what joy sounds like. That's what joy sounds like. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. More Lord, more Lord. If you need to forgive this morning, folk, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but if there's someone you need to forgive, it could be even the person that you're holding hands with. It could be other people in your life, pastors, leaders, parents. Just forgive right now. That's where half your breakthrough is, just forgiving. There's more things as well, but that's just for another time. Just for release, just release, just release, just release, just release. Release forgiveness, release life, release, release grace to people. Say, Lord, forgive them for they didn't know what they were doing. I forgive them for they didn't know what they were doing. I release that forgiveness right now. And watch your breakthrough come. Watch your breakthrough come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shema Samanda. Just while your eyes are closed, I just want to ask this morning if there's someone here who doesn't know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. That if Jesus is not yet your Lord, if He is not yet your bread of life, or for some reason you've known Him once but have walked away from Him, I'd love to pray for you first this morning, that you'd come to know Him and come to walk with Him. It'd be my privilege to lead you to Jesus. If that's you, sir or madam, won't you just raise your hand where I can see it? This is your walk. I can't walk your walk. It has to be you. Just respond where you are. Say, Finn, that's me. Please pray for me. I want to know Jesus. I need to be forgiven. I need to make right with God this morning. I need to make right with Him. If it's you, just raise your hand where I can see it. I'm looking out. Any hands, just raise your hand. Thank you, sir. I see your hand. That's awesome. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else who wants to join this man? Thank you, sir. Awesome. You can put your hand down again. Thank you. It's two men who today are making right with God. Isn't that amazing? Anybody else? It says He knocks at the door of our hearts. If anyone hears His voice and opens the door, He comes in. He knocks, we open the door. He comes in. Thank you. I see your hand. Thank you, ma'am. It's amazing. Thank you, dear. See your hand as well. This is awesome. Thank you, Father. Like I said, on Steve's behalf, thank you, sir, at your hand at the back. I saw that. If you have to go at any point because you've got arrangements, just slip out. You know, no one's going to get offended. But people here are meeting with God, and we want to give Him as much time as He needs to finish this work. Amen? Is that good? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. People are making right with Jesus. They're coming to a throne of grace this morning. It's a throne of grace. Is anybody else? There's about half a dozen people this morning who feel a need to make right with God. What an awesome privilege we have of leading them to Jesus and to the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord. Is anybody else? Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to ask those folk who put their hands up to do a bold thing. Might be a bit embarrassing, but the Bible says if we confess Him before men, He will confess us before the Father. Is that right? So I'd like you to confess Jesus this morning before men. Don't be embarrassed about Him. If you put your hand up, just come and pray with me. Just come. Come and pray with me here. Come, sir. Don't be embarrassed. You're going to feel amazing. Come with your wife, both of you. Come. Anybody else who put their hand up, just come forward. Let's welcome these folk and say, this isn't this amazing? Anybody else? There are a few others. Just come forward. Just come forward. There were two or three others who put your hand up. Just quickly come. Don't be embarrassed. Maybe you're making... It's wonderful. This is wonderful. It's awesome. The reason why we applaud is because it says there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who needs to repent. Just rejoicing in heaven. Come on. Just with one. Never mind five. Come, sir. Anybody else want to join these folk? Can you sense the pleasure of God here this morning? You know why? Because He's happy. When He's happy, we feel happy. He's not stressed. He's not tense. Thank you, Father. Just hold your hands like this. Just pray this prayer with me. Maybe church, you can pray this prayer with these folk. Say, Father, thank You for the throne of grace. Here I am. I believe in my heart that you've been raised from the dead. And I confess with my lips, Jesus is my Lord. You're my Lord. Won't you fill me today with your Holy Spirit, with your love, with grace, and make everything new in the glory of your presence. New memories. Shabba. New memories. In Jesus' name. Thank you for saving me. For making me yours. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He restores, the Bible says, the years the locusts have eaten. How good is that? Keeps no record of wrongs. How good is that? Thank you, Lord. And he's prepared mansions for us in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Lord, you're a good God. I thank you for these precious people today. More glory, more glory. More glory, more glory, more glory, more glory, more glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Can I just ask some of the folk from this church, just come and love on these people, just give them a hug, just be around them. I want to pray for a few more people this morning, so don't be too distracted. Something that the Lord's given us grace in Sydney is to see a tremendous breakthrough in healing depression and mental illness, schizophrenia, bipolar. The worst cases come to our church. Isn't that cool? People who just have had no hope. They've been on medication, they've tried psychiatry, and I have nothing wrong with psychiatry and counseling. Nothing against that at all. Did you hear me say that? Nothing against counseling. But I've met the counselor, the counselor. The counselor of counselors, capital C. It's called the Holy Spirit. And somehow when he counsels your inner being, he puts those nerves together. He repatches your fractured life. God's able to heal people in places that we could not even dream of. He heals the brokenhearted. Amen. Fractured hearts, he heals them, puts them together again. And I just want to pray for people this morning. I don't know if I'm going to get to lay hands on you. I don't know how many there are. But I felt there were three people at least this morning who have suffered depression to the point of suicide. You've thought, Lord, my life is worth nothing. I don't know. I don't want to live. And others who've just faced depression and have to fight that on a daily basis. You wake up in the morning, and it's like, Lord, what? The world's on me. I feel just gloom. I don't feel the breakthrough. God wants to give you a breakthrough this morning. I feel that today's for you. Does that make sense? So if you've suffered from that, just please slip out of your seat quickly. I haven't got time to put your hands up and just quickly run to the front. God's going to break the spirit of depression. It's a spirit. It's a spirit of despair. A spirit of heaviness. God's going to break it this morning. There's going to be breakthrough for you. Gloom and doom and negativity and words, word curses are going to be broken this morning. People who've been sexually abused, God's going to heal you this morning. Of memories, shande, sotra, brase, tende, ha. Jesus, 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 Jesus. In the glory, in the glory, in the glory, in the glory. Can you stretch out your hand? Church, let's pray. Say, Father, thank you for the breakthrough. 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 Just close your eyes and let the love of God just fill you. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Feel His love. 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 Father, I break the power of heaviness. I break the power of despair. I break that spirit right now that's hassled these people. And I say, no more, no more, no more, no more. New memories, new memories, new memories, new memories, new memories, new memories, new praises. Garments of praise, garments of praise. garments of praise, garments of praise, garments of praise. Each of you are going to dance. Each of you are going to dance. You're going to dance before Him, and you dance, and you dance. Dancing shoes, dancing shoes, dancing shoes, dancing shoes. Father, where there are chemical imbalances, where there's chemical problems, I speak healing. I speak healing to thyroids. I speak healing to inner organs in Jesus' name. The chemicals of our body. Lord, I speak wholeness. I speak wholeness. I speak wholeness. I speak wholeness. Everything new, everything new, everything new.
Makes everything new again.
Oh, yeah.
He makes everything new.
Oh.
He makes everything new again. He makes everything new.
Yeah.
He makes everything new.
Lord, Shama Senedelea.
Everything new.
Come Lord, come Lord, come Lord. Everything new. Everything new.
Everything new. Confusion goes. Confusion goes. And everything's new again.
Let's all stand together, church. Let's all stand together.
He makes everything new.
Everything new, yeah.
He makes everything new again.
Everything new. Everything new, yeah. Everything new. Everything new. Everything new. Everything new. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
New in the morning, new in the night, He makes everything new. Isolation goes in the name of Jesus. He makes everything new. He's a God who knows you. He's making everything new. We declare it, we decree it, everything new. He makes everything new. He makes everything new. He makes everything new. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, everything new. Friday, Saturday, new. Makes everything new.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Having a delightful time with God up front here. We're going to continue ministering to folk, and if anybody else needs prayer before you go, I'm sure someone can pray for you. But to everybody else, we break in for coffee and lunch, and we're starting again at 6 o'clock. So enjoy your afternoon. Amen.